this year's characteristics of the calendar, Taina Sesta falls out to be on Shabbos, actually next Shabbos, and it gets pushed back earlier to Thursday. So really, maybe the Shir should be next week. Well, the Maisa, the Tainus is Thursday. I want to try to go through a little bit Tainus Esther Mukdim, so we may have to speak to Friday before. Also, hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, hope next Friday to speak some of the halachas of Purim Shechalias B'Matzah Shabbos. Stay tuned, Be'ezus Hashem. There are two questions for this year. The Tainus Esther falls out to be on a Thursday. It falls out on Shabbos, and we move it back to Thursday. Number one, if you look at any other Tanesim, for an example, Shavuos Batamas, Tisha B'Av, that fall out on Shabbos, we push it later, like the Mishnah says in Megillah Daf Hey, you push it further at Sunday. So question number one is Tainus Esther, that this year falls on Shabbos, why are we pulling it back earlier before Shabbos? Why don't we push it after Shabbos? V'oid, if we're taka pulling it back, as we'll see, for whatever reason, why do we pull it back and skip over Friday and it's Thursday? Tainus Esther is this coming Thursday. Why don't we pull it back to Friday? You could fast on a Friday. We just had it now, not too far back. Asara Batavis fell out on Friday. We fasted on Friday, so why do we pull it back to Thursday? So to be able to properly answer these two questions, let's try to look in and understand the Makor, the source for Tainus Esther, and the reason. What's the reason that we fast Tainus Esther? You see, the other Tanesim, the other four Tanesim, the Makor for the Tainus, is even before the Mishnah and the Gemara, it's in the Psukim of Tanakh. And the reason for the Tanesim are Zeicha l'Churban. All the four Tanesim are connected to Churban. Tainus Esther does not have a Makor in Shas, not in the Mishnah, not in the Gemara. What's the Makor? What's the Makor for Tainus Esther? And we'll see right away also what's the reason behind the fast day, the Tainus Esther. This is Negeya every year, even when it's not a Mukdim. Pasha, what's the Makor and what's the reason for Tainus Esther? The Mishnah, right in the beginning of Megillah, Daf Beis, the Mishnah says a din that you could lay the Megillah earlier, even though the day, the time, the days to read the Megillah is Yudalit and Tezvav. So the Mishnah, Megillah Nikras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, earlier before the time as well also. The Amid Gemara goes down Mehechatesa. In the Megillah it says the days of Yudalit and Tezvav. Mehechatesa, you can read the Megillah earlier. So the Gemara brings a pasuk, a drasha, for 2 days before also, before Yudalit and Tezvav. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if you have a pasuk for 2 days, then it's only Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Who said that you could lay in Yud Aleph also? I'm just bringing in the Mishnah and the Gemara to get to this punchline. So the Gemara says, this that you could lay in the Megillah on Yud Gimel, we don't need a drasha. We don't need a drasha that you could lay in the Megillah on Yud Gimel. Why not? Zok the Gemara, Lashon HaGemara, Zman Kihila Lakoil Hi. We don't need a drasha. It's obvious, even without the Megillah, with a drasha telling us you could lay in the Megillah, you could lay in. Zok the Gemara. Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakoil, and you don't need a drasha. What does it mean, Zman Kihila Lakoil? So Rashi explains, Zman Kihila, that was the day that Klal Yisrael went into war and fought the war and won the war. So Mela, it's Pashat, it's super connected to the Zman of Kriyas HaMegillah. That's a Rashi learns, Pashat. Avada, we celebrate Purim the day later on Yudalid, like the Megillah tells us we celebrate Yom Shenachu, the day that we rested. Yud Gimel was the day we were in Mochama, and we won the Mochama. our Purim is Yudalit. Shushan Purim is because they got an extra day of Mochama and they rested Tezvav. But Yud Gimel was the day of Mochama. So Meila, Avad, you can read the Megillah on Yud Gimel also. That's totally connected to Purim. That was the day of the Mochama that we won. That's Rashi. The Rosh, however, explains, what is Zman Kehila Lakoil? Zuck the Rosh, Zman Kehila Lakoil is, that's the day. It was the day that Klal Yisrael, obviously, like Rashi says, that went into Mochama, but it was the day that Klal Yisrael fasted because they went into Mochama. The Rosh brings a Makoyer in the Torah. Rashi brings some Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu went into Mochama with Amalek, so Moshe Aaron V'chur, Zokt Rashi over there, because he mekan that you need three people, and Rashi explains, was for a tainus. Dahainu, any time you go on Mochama, he's a tainus. It's a time to be kavei a tainus. So he was a tainus then, but Yom HaMahem, in that year, when Klal Yisrael went on Mochama, he was a tainus. That's tainus Esther then. What'd you say? I'm not sure what to tell you why it's called, it was then Tainus Esther. But then they were misasif to daven to say Tachnunim because of the Mochama. Right, so that Tainus Esther that we know is actually a Nisan. The Shulchan Aruch brings Lamai so we don't fast because you're not supposed to say Nisan. That is the Tainus Esther. I'm not remembering now, Taka, why. With what is it called, Tainus Esther? After my Taka. But Al Kaponim, Zakhtar Rosh, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, the Tainus Esther then was a day that they fasted when they went on Mochama. Okay, that was then. Zakhtar Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam, Umakan. Mekan Nirula Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, it's not in the Mishnah, it's not in the Gemara. Mekan Nirula Rabbeinu Tam, Sadl Tainus Esther that we do. Why do we fast Tainus Esther? Just like there was a tainus then, now also we fast, bedoyma to that fast. Good. So that's the makor. So if somebody's going to ask you, what's the makor? Where's the source for tainus Esther? I don't know if this is the earliest makor, but it's brought over here, the makor for tainus Esther. And also, so to speak, the reason. But why taka? Why do we fast? Now also, we have Purim. Purim, we celebrate Purim for the Ness. We also have to fast to remember that part. The answer is yes. Part of celebrating Purim is not just the Ness itself, how we came about to the Ness. It's Mefurish and Rashi that when we celebrate Purim, part of the celebration is how did we get to the Ness of Purim. The Gemara says in Avdalad Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, you lane the Megillah by night and by day. Good, we're not going into the Sugya there. The Kriya by day is Medina, it's not a Drabanon, it's Medivri Kabbalah. Why do you have to lane again by night? What do you lane by night and by day? So Rashi says, Zeichel Anes, Shahyut Soyikim be made Sarasam Yoimam Valaila. Meaning to say, it's very important to understand, Tainus Esther is different than the other Tanaisim. The other Tanaisim is somewhat, I don't know if I would call it Badafka, sad day. Some Sefer says it doesn't pass, it's more Yom Tefillah, but it's connected to the Avelus of the Churban. Over here, when we fast Tainus Esther, that's part of celebrating the Ness. There was an Eis Tzara. Klal Yisrael fasted, and Al Yidei fasting came the Ness of Purim. Stamazoi, on a side note, so really that was before. The Ness happened on Yud Gimel when it happened, and while the Ness happened, B'Shas Mulchama, that's when they fasted. The Tainus Esther that you're referring about in Nisan, that was the Nisan before. That's the whole Shmuz before. When was the... What'd you say? Yeah. Yeah. Correct, correct. The first tainus was for 3 days, and then they fasted twice. This is a chiddush, they fasted yet again when they went into Mochama. The first time also they fasted, Hakam Shematzara, the gzera that happened. And then 11 months later, when the Nes was coming about, and they went into Mochama, also they fasted, yeah. Just to bring it out, this Nakuda that we fast, and then the Nes happened, it's important to note, could be it's Pasha to some, we read the Megillah every year. Sometimes a person could think that, like, it's Pasha. What was Haman thinking? You know, like the story of Adah. This is the Nes of Purim. Like, it was a Kilu, like a play that Shadas Purim, that Haman tried. The Emerson, Klal Yisrael was in an Erenster Matzav of Sakana. Like the Goyen says, it was a real Sakana. Pshat is part of the, in other words, to understand properly that there was a Nes, we fast, the Pshat is, and we were Nitzel from the Nes. This part of the Sakana was really, like you're saying, it's the first Tainus. The second Tainus already was, we already within the Nes itself, but Lamais was a Matzah of the Sakana of the war. Now let's go back to the two shilas that we began. First of all, why do we move the Tainus Esther that falls on Shabbos earlier and we don't push it later like the other Tanesim? So for this shila, why do we push the other Tanesim later? Like it's Mavur over there, Megillah. Because since the Tainus is a Peronius, so you ma'acha the Peronius and you're not makdim the Peronius. Peronius, because Lamaisa the fast days, even though it's a Zman to Davin, but it's connected to Peronius to Churban. Masha Enkin, Tainus Esther, like we just saw and we just explained, has nothing to do with, it's not Peronius. We were already within the Nes. We're reliving the Nes. Part of reliving the Nes of Purim is also the Tainus, so we fast. So maybe there's no problem of moving it back earlier as opposed to pushing it later. Oh, very good. Because it has to go before. Very good. We'll get to that in a minute. The Levush says be'erach that. Very good that you push it can't. Maybe even if it is Peronius, but you push it can't. We'll get to that in a minute. You'll tell me if this is exactly what you mean. But first, this teretz is that Pashat, the Tainus has nothing to do with Peronius. It's Pashat Zechel Anes. The Ran says the same Yesoid, Hashem derived. The Shaila is, how do we fast Tainus Esther? In Megillus Tainus, it's brought that you're not allowed to fast before or after Purim. So how could you fast Tainus Esther? Now, even though you're going to tell me that it's Bottle Megillus Tainus, but Hamiu, it's not Bottle to be Kaveya Tainus. It's Bottle Agam if you want to fast, but to be Kaveya Tainus, it's not Bottle. So how is it that we have a Tainus Erev Purim when in Megillus Tainus, it's Mavur, you're not allowed to fast before and after Purim? Zok derived, the Ram brings derived. This Tainus is not a Tainus of Peronius, a sad Tainus. This is Dr. Ran, the Ravid, it's a Zechel Anes, the same Yesoid. So Mamil, you can fast, Erev Purim. And the emes is that it's already Mavur like this, already in the Shiltas, from the Ga'onim before the Rishonim. The Shiltas says, he's going over there on that Gemara, that Mishnah, that Hey, that you ma'acher the Tainus, because it's Pronius. Dr. Shiltas, Masha Enkin Pur, Tainus Esther, it's not a Pronius, it's Zechel Anes, so that's why you move it earlier. Another teretz, this is teretz number one from the Rishonim. Another teretz, it's Mavur and the Lavush. Lavush's yard site was this past Wednesday, Taka Adar Beis, Gimel Adar Beis. He says that the Tainus is not a Tainus of Peronius, it's a Tainus of Slichas Ovid, of Kapara. So to speak, along the lines of what we said before that we fasted then and we fast now for a slicha for kapara, it's not peronius, which is a bit interesting, because l'chayre every tainus is also a slichas avin. Every tainus that we fast is also the kapara. We say slichas. But zakta levush, this tainus is not peronius. It's a slichas avin. V'oid says the levush another teretz, and this is, I think, like what you were saying. He says, what would we say? Let's even say it's peronius. What would you do? You would push the tainus for after Shabbos. Now, Sunday is Purim. So what are you going to do? You can't fast Sunday because it's Purim. To push Purim away, you also can't, because the Megillah says you can't be Ma'achar Purim. Elamai what? So maybe the tainus Esther could be Monday. So if I understand from the Levush, I think the Levush says that the Veloya Achir goes on the whole picture, even on the Tainus Esther. It could be a little bit to explain it. It's like what we were speaking before. The Tzura of Tainus Esther is celebrating the Ness. We had a Tainus, and then came the Ness. So it wouldn't. That's not celebrating the Ness by fasting after Purim. We fast, and then comes Purim, because that's what happened then. We fasted Yud Gimel on the day of the Mocham, and then came the Ness. Al Kaponim, the answer is in short, the second answer of the Levush is, can't push the Tainus after Shabbos, even if it is Peronius. Where are you going to push it to? You can't push it to Sunday, because it's Purim. You can't move Purim away, and you can't push it to Monday, because you have to fast before Purim. So, Beles Breira, we pull it back before Shabbos. From all the terutzim, I guess besides maybe the last teretz, but the teretz is that when it's not peronius, you don't have to push the fast away later, but you can pull it back earlier. Where do we find such a tainus as well also? There's one other place that we actually move a tainus off Shabbos, but not away, we make it early. What's the other tainus? Tainus Bacharim, very good. If the first day Pesach falls on Shabbos, We fast Friday. We don't push it maybe to after. We fast Erev Pesach. I didn't mean to say Dafka Friday. We're going to get to the second child. Where do you move it to? But you move it earlier as opposed to later. You would move it after Pesach. Listen, first of all, I made a mistake. I'm not when Pesach falls on Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so you have to move it away. By you asking the question, you reminded me, Taka. We're talking about Erev Pesach Shechalias for Shabbos. You're not fasting Erev Pesach. Finished. So either you can move it earlier or for Erev Pesach. The whole concept of Tainus Bacharim is Erev Pesach. You're not fasting Erev Pesach. It's a done deal because it's Shabbos. So why are you moving it earlier? You should actually move it later. So the teretz is it's not peronius. In the case actually of Erev Pesach Shechalias for Shabbos, when you have to move it off that day, we move it earlier. Now let's go to the second shaila. Tainus Esther falls on Shabbos, and we're moving it earlier. It's not peronius. You can't move it later. We don't want to move it later. We don't have to move it later. But why are we moving it to Thursday and skipping over Friday? L'chayr, Friday is closer to the day of Tainus Esther. Sure.
What's the idea of this gratitude fast? What are we supposed to do all day? The simcha that was part of the ace, so it was a dance and sing.
I don't know if I would say the whole adar is simcha. I don't know if the concept of Tainus Esther is a concept of simcha. It's a concept that it's a yom tefila. It's a yom tefila, but it's a happy yom tefila. I actually spoke a lot about it here before Yom Kippur. Sometimes people have the concept Yom Kippur is also because you fast. It's a sad day. Yom Kippur is a super happy day because it's yom mechila v'kapara. Tainus Esther, could be if these you're fasting and these kaparas avayin is the simcha, but it's a yoin slicha the kapara. The Kava Yasha says, very interesting, the Kava Yasha says that it's a moiridiga yoin tefillah, but it's a yoin tefillah. It's not, you could be the simcha, but the avoid is more of it's a yoin tefillah. The Lashon Kava Yasha, you should read it inside, it's very powerful. Taka to utilize the day of Tainus Esther. Going to say a little late, I'll say it right now. Ulechein. Ki yoim zehu mesugol moid, Tainus Esther, she yakubel tvul aseinu beschus Mordechai ve Esther, v'chol mi shetzarech rachman. Anybody that needs rachman, al eze dover shetzarech lespalel, you should take time on Tainus Esther, and you should say kapitel chav beis. It's a yom tefillah. It's not a yom of peronius, it's a yom tefillah. But why do we move it earlier? Why do we skip over Friday? Why not Friday? So the first thing we have to know is that you could fast Friday. This past Asara B'Tevis fell out on Friday. If we're not going to be Zoicha, next year Asara B'Tevis falls out on Friday. If Pesach is Shabbos, you fast Friday. So you could fast Friday. Here it's different. Once you're moving the Tainus, it's not that it falls out on Friday. It falls out on Shabbos. Once you're moving it, you skip over Friday. The same thing is also when Erev Pesach is Chal Lios, the Shabbos, next year, Abaleinu L'Toiva, and we move the Tainus, it's Mavur and Shulchan Aruch, we skip over Friday and we put it on Thursday. There's one sheet that it's not Noyig in that year, but Zichah not Friday. Meaning to say is, if we're moving a fast already, we don't plug it into a Friday. If it's Chal on Friday, Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, we'll fast Friday. But if you have to move it, we skip over Friday. Why? Why do we skip over Friday? So there's a few reasons. The Rosh brings in the name of the Ga'onim, and the Tur, the son of the Rosh, brings this reason. Since any fast day is a yom of slichas and tachnunim, it's going to take away from the time from Achana to prepare for Shabbos. You have to say, we say Slichas on a Tainus, and it's going to take away from the Achana to Shabbos. You see two things over here. Number one, the fast day is a day to say Slichas. Meaning to say is, there was never a tzad, let's have Tainus Esther, or whatever Tainus on Friday, and we're just going to skip the Slichas. Herod says, no. The fast day is with saying slichas. Ubefrat Tainus Esther, zichar a day, like I just mentioned before from the Kava Yasha, zichar a day for davening. But then you see another thing. As important as a fast day is, and even Tainus Esther, that's a yoim, like we saw in the Kava Yasha, which L'chari should be a reason to actually put it closer, near the real day, but Pnei Kavod Shabbos, we move it away. You see how powerful Kavod Achana L'Shabbos is. These are Medrash. This Yesod actually is Mamash a Medrash. The Medrash says this concept that the Goyim bring, it's a Medrash. Dr. Medrash, you move a Tainus, it's not on Friday, once you move it, but Dr. Medrash, you're going to come away from Kavod Shabbos, you're going to come to be my neir from Kavod Shabbos. The Kavod Shabbos, Odif Me'elef Taniyos. Kavod Shabbos is more important than 1,000 Tanesim. Aloshen HaMedrash Tanchum and Parashas Bereishis. So even though this Friday is not a fast day, but Al Kaponim, it's Friday, and whatever we could do for Kavod Shabbos, we talk a change the clock and it's a longer Friday, but sometimes people actually tend to think that you have way more time. And for some reason, people are short Friday, long Friday, rushing into Shabbos. You see how powerful Kavod Shabbos is. Prepare for Shabbos. It's Yosem Me'elof Taniyos. So that's Teretz number one, why we don't fast on Friday. Number two, Zokte Levush, the reason why we don't fast on Friday when it's only when we're moving a Tainus, we don't put it onto Friday, Zokte Levush. That you're not going to be able to taste the tafshel, though you're not going to be able to taste the food. If you fast Friday, you can't taste the food, the challah, the soup. Though the halacha is, the machaba holds that you're always allowed to taste a food on a tainus, on any fast, always. The Ramah argues, but the Ramah, as long as the poskim mishavur brings it for a mitzvah, you could. But our kaponim over here, Zakta Levush, we don't fast on a Friday to be able to taste the tafshel. The Bach says another two reasons. Number one, right, yeah, very good, and spit it out. Good, very good. Shkoyach. So here, Shazi should be able to properly taste it and swallow it. Zakta Levush, that's why we don't fast. The Bach says another two reasons. Reason number one, that you shouldn't come into Shabbos mu'una, starving, in pain, so maybe you don't fast. When you could, you don't fast on a Friday. And another reason, he says, so you actually shouldn't fast on Shabbos. You shouldn't fast on Shabbos, because the Maisa, if you fast Friday, you break your fast once at Shabbos already. So whether if it's a minute or 5 minutes, you're fasting on Shabbos. And Taka, we spoke about this when the Shir of Asar B'Teva Shechal on Friday, that there were those, and Be'emes and Yeshu, Taka, if you fast on a Friday, to try to make Kiddush right away, normal, but to make Kiddush right away, if you're already fat, but not stomp to, you know, make Kiddush later, I'm not talking about Tzar Bal Chaim, if other people are waiting for you, but even for yourself, not to fast in Shabbos.
Said, you can't make early Shabbos.
Right.
Make early Shabbos.
What'd you say? No, to make an early Shabbos and then break your fast earlier. He's saying maybe another reason, a mila, not to fast, like this, you could not make early Shabbos. But Lamaisa, I love what you're saying. But really, you could make early Shabbos and just not make Kiddush. But we actually brought it up then. Oh, very good, very good. I was Ma'ura Taka. Ma'ura, I just was asking. There are those that have an early Shabbos minyan throughout the year, even in the winter. So here with Taka B'Yashayla, very good, very good. Forget about Kiddush. You want to make early Shabbos to bring on Kedusha Shabbos. Very good. Aha. So you're asking that Tisha B'Av, that when you push it off to Sunday, over there also, Lamaisa, you're fasting on Shabbos. So it could be it's a little bit different, because Lamaisa, I don't know if you have a poyo fasting, means you're talking not eating. It's true, you have to be mafsek meboid yoim. It's different, not so much the ma'una part. When you fast the whole Friday and you come into Shabbos, you're zicha fasting on Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, if you eat shal shudas, this Shabbos, you eat shal shudas 5 o'clock and then you don't eat. So now you fasted the rest of the day. It means you were mafsek to eat. You started your time. It's good. The shayla is a nice shayla taka. Matzah Tisha B'Av and Sunday also, you started your fast. One more point, I want to try to end on time. One more point is Benegeya. Good, these just Laharis, being that it's a Nitcha, it's more Kal, Lagabe, than it's more Kal, let's say, a Baal Bris. To go into the Halacha more, but a Baal Bris could eat on a Tainus Esther Nitcha. Even more than other Taneisim, for two reasons. First of all, because Bechlal Tainus Esther, like the Chavetz Chaim says, once it's moved, it's not Kavua Dafka on Thursday. V'oid Bechlal Tainus Esther, Bechlal is more Kal than other Taneisim. The Poskim speak about a Chosin during Sheva Brachas. We're going to leave that on the side. I want to just, one more point, or one more halacha, is Lagabi Machzus HaShekel. When do you give Machzus HaShekel? So, Bechlal, we give Machzus HaShekel, isn't really time to go in, but the Musig of Machzus HaShekel is The Gemara Megillah says that b'chlal, the mitzvahs asay, the rights of machtas ha-shekel is to be makdim, the machtas ha-shekel to Haman's shkalim. We do it as zecher, machtas ha-shekel, zecher to that machtas ha-shekel, which is really in the whole month of Adar, the Etzim. The Maril says the time to do it is Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther. Why Tainus Esther? The Rama brings it. Tainus Esther samach la-mincha. Because b'chlal, you're always supposed to give tzedakah on a tainus, every tainus. It's a Tosfos, a Megillah, Agra, the Tanisa, you're supposed to give tzedakah. That's where you read Daf Torah, you give tzedakah, we spoke about it other times. So really, and that's Taka brought in the Kaf HaChaim, that even a year like this year, to give Machtzis HaShekel Thursday, this coming Thursday, though others are a shtickle mesupik, the Divrei Yatziv, says a year like this year, maybe you should give it Purim. And the Emma says it's negay every year in Yerushalayim. Because every year in Yerushalayim, Tainus Esther is not connected to Purim. He's a day in between. Like what we have this year, granted this year, we have more than one day. But Mincha Tainus Esther is not Erev Purim. We actually, on a regular year, we give Mincha like the Lashon is, Leil Purim. So, and then we want to know, this year when it's not connected, when do you give, which pashas you give Tainus Esther? Be'etzem, it's negeh every year in Yerushalayim. And it's taka interesting, they bring B'Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman that actually gave, again, Leil Purim. But I'll call upon him, the pashtas for this year is you give a Tainus Esther. It's kedai to be metzayin, the Mesechtas Sofrim says, the Darki Moshe brings it, the time to give the Machtzis HaShekel every year is when? Is before Shabbat Zachar. L'maisa, we're not knowing like that, because we give a Tainus Esther. But this year, we're going to be Bekayim the Masechta Seferim also. Because if you give a Tainus Esther, this year, Thursday, Tainus Esther, is before Shabbat Zachar. So you'll know, this year we can Bekayim the Masechta Seferim. I'm not saying every year you should give before, but interesting to know. Just want to conclude. This year, it's very interesting. Yud Gimel Adar, which is would be Tainus Esther, we move it early like we spoke. Yud Gimel Adar falls out to be on Shabbos. The year, it's a Shana Muberes, also a leap year. The year of the Gzeira, of the Nes, Yud Gimel Adar, the Bnei Yisoscha brings from Kadmoinim that it fell out to be on Shabbos. Yud Gimel, this day of Mulchama, this day of Nes, fell out on Shabbos, which I'm just thinking right now. Kum Techois, who just said? Kum Techois, they fasted on Shabbos. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing right now, B'Shas Maisa. And Zok the Bnei Yisoscha, that B'Shus, the month of Adar Dogim, B'schus Shabbos u'b'schus Klal Yisrael came to Atzala. But wait one more second. This you could say, even when Tainus Esther Yud Gimel falls on Shabbos, even on a regular year. But this year is a Shana Muberes. The Bnei Yisoscha, but the Emes is a lot say, these are Chassam Sofer, many say, that the year that it happened was a year of Shana Muberes, and the emes is that it's a Yerushalmi, that it's a Shana Muberes. To say it's a mamash like this year, it's a Shana Muberes, Yud Gimel fell out on Shabbos. So the tefillah, the bakasha is just like we had the Nes then, the Shana Muberes, it was Yud Gimel. We should be Zoicha, we're going to be laning Parash Zachar, Machia Samolak, we should be Zoicha. Also to the Machias Amalek, to Bias Goyal Tzedek, B'doyimit, to like what we had then, the Atzala, we should have the Atzala with the Gula Shlema. Have a wonderful Shabbos.